Ohio State announced today that they're establishing the Drug Enforcement and Policy Center with a $4.5 million donation from the Charles Koch Foundation. Doug Berman is a professor at the Moritz College of Law at OSU. He'll be heading up the center, and he joins me now. Hi, Doug.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So what are you hoping to accomplish with this center?
I'm very hopeful that the center can be an independent, objective voice doing scholarship, research, and as well as service in the drug enforcement, drug policy arena. We need to both know what's going on, right? As it already is, we're getting some data, you know, overdoses and addiction levels, but we don't necessarily have the kind of granular understanding of that, partially at times because things are just moving so quickly. And when things are moving quickly, you're constantly needing to respond to, feeling an urgency to respond to the latest developments without always being in a position to reflect on, analyze, assess where we've been and where we're headed. And so, you know, the hope is that an academic institution will be able to do that in a kind of sustained way through the resources and the personnel that we're going to be bringing together in this new center.
When you talk about this research, is it going to be on the court side, the legislative side, both?
All of the above is at least at the outset, right? For me, my own work in this space has highlighted just how many different players, different institutions, different participants there are in this policy space. And importantly, though, the opiate epidemic is, you know, one of the pressing issues right now. We're going to be looking at other topics of you know, current concern. Marijuana reform is another example where, you know, we see development in the court, development in the legislature, development in the executive branch, industry development, law enforcement development, and all of those are often siloed. They don't necessarily communicate with what's going on elsewhere to be fully aware of what the impact of some changes are. And the goal of the center is to be a location where a bunch of different institutional players and voices and perspectives can all share what they know, what they feel they need to know more about, and that we can work collectively towards figuring out what's good policy and the way in which different political and social institutions should move forward.
This crisis can feel all-encompassing. What role does legal reform have to play?
Well, that's one of the great questions, right? So, you know, we've seen past drug epidemics prompt a number of different kinds of legal reforms. The one that is sort of at the core of work I've done in the past involving federal sentencing involved the response to the crack epidemic, where at the federal level, the government passed much more severe punishments for people involved with crack offenses rather than powder cocaine. And literally within, you know, years of that law being enacted, there were expert reports, analyses that said that was a really bad response, that there really wasn't a difference between crack and powder that justified those different kinds of punishment. And one of the hopes I would have for this center is we'd be ahead of that story, right? We'd be able to say and look at, look, here are some mistakes we made, or here's some of what we learned from the way the law responded to past drug policy, drug epidemic issues. Here's lessons to take away. We can know that history, analyze current events, and then help institutional players better understand what their choices are and what pitfalls there may be to avoid.
It's been reported this week that Trump's commission to combat the opioid epidemic will recommend drug courts. Those are alternatives to the traditional court system for every single federal judicial district. Will your center be looking at that?
Absolutely. Drug courts is one of those innovations that on first cut, and that we've seen this in the Obama administration and the Bush administration before that, and now into the Trump administration, a real affinity for the drug court model. But academics and others know that there's nuance to that. The drug courts may be widening the net of who's brought into the criminal justice system, and there's a lot of variations in how drug courts are structured that can influence how successful they are in helping people both with addiction and in the community generally. And again, that's the kind of everyday policy development that I think a center like this will help people better understand.
Doug Berman, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you for having me.